You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Yes, Saturday night is for feeling. Saturday night is for peeling here on WMFO. You are listening to Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway.
And I'm Jack Conway.
And we are here for the next 3 hours. And we, normally on Classic Rock Mine, I play the best obscure classic rock that you have never heard. Now, technically, this applies to tonight, although I will be playing everything, almost everything I play tonight, you will know by heart because I am doing a greatest hits of classic rock for my son Jack, who's 15 and has not heard a lot of the classic rock songs that get overplayed on commercial radio. So I have a bag full of vinyl here, and we are going to hear everything from Stairway to Freebird to all kinds of stuff. Dream On, Smoke on the Water, all of them. And we're going to get the reaction of a contemporary 15-year-old kid who likes heavy metal, right?
Yes.
Coolness. Anything you want to add at this point?
No.
All right. Well, we are going to get things started. Now, I chose the music based on two things. One, what are traditionally considered the greatest classic rock songs. And two, what I think should be considered the greatest classic rock songs. These are the ones that get my juices flowing, get my head showing, and my foot going. Yeah, thank you. And then in between that, I do have some obscure stuff that I think is just as good, but that you never hear on the radio, so we can do a compare and contrast. So anyway, there is no other way to do a show like this then to start with my next song, which is considered by virtually everyone to be the greatest classic rock song of all time. Dig it, and dig it deep. Okay, so that was Skynyrd with Freebird. And before that, Zeppelin with Stairway to Heaven, the two greatest classic rock songs of all time. What do you think, Jack?
I like them
yeah?
a lot, yeah.
Which you like better?
Freebird.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Just a bit faster.
Yeah.
At least parts of it.
Cool. Freebird is, it was voted number 3 of the world's 100 greatest guitar solos.
Wow.
Which there's like 90 guitarists on that, so that yeah. explains it. And Stairway, what do we have for Stairway? Stairway, number 1, top 10 best rock song of all time, according to Classic Rock. Number 3, according to VH1. Number 1, according to Guitar World. Yeah, I mean, it's one that everybody cites.
Yeah.
Yeah, so from there, classic rock, anthems, you know, get your juices flowing, get your devil sign fists in the air, good rocking stuff. We are going to continue with what I consider, you know, 1 and 2, I think most people agree on. After that, it's up for grabs. But I think the top 10, everything I will play next belongs in the top 10. And we are going to, where am I going? That's where I'm going. Okay, so these guys are from Boston. Dig it and dig it deep.
Here's a song which is also from the last album. It tells the story of how we recorded it and what went wrong when we did it. Happened in Switzerland. The song's thing called Smoke on the Waters.
What an ending. That, of course, was Smoke on the Water from Made in Japan. I played the live version because, frankly, that's the first one I heard on the radio. The studio version came out in 72. Live version on Made in Japan became a hit in 73. But, man, what a great song. Jack?
Yeah, you actually played this to me all the time when I was little.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's
pretty
right.
Familiar
I did.
With this one.
So, do you know the story?
Yes, vaguely. Something to do with a burned down building with some rock stars in Switzerland.
Yes, they were supposed to record at the at a casino in Montreux, Switzerland, and Frank Zappa was playing the last show before the club closed. The next day, Deep Purple were supposed to go in and record. In the middle of the Zappa concert, someone shot a flare from a flare gun at the top of the ceiling, and the place caught fire. Deep Purple were across Lake Geneva in their hotel room and could see the fire and the smoke rolling across the lake. Smoke on the Water. And then everything else basically tells the story. Funky Claude running in and out. That guy, Claude Nobes, who just passed away, was the manager at the casino. And he ran in and grabbed like audience members and stuff and helped save some lives. So they say Funky Claude was running in and out. That's a real guy. It really happened. And then they recorded somewhere else, and the rest is history. But isn't that a great freaking song?
Yeah.
Man, and the whole keyboard versus guitar thing, man, nobody did it better than Purple. John Lord and Richie Blackmore are so freaking talented that they could both just, like, do classical, they could do rock, and they just, man, it's awesome. Awesome stuff. And before that, Boston's own rock epic, Dream On by Aerosmith. What do you think of that one, Jack?
Pretty good. I actually heard that, like, parts of it before, but cool. Really good. I like that one.
Yeah, it's Steven Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
Man, what a voice back then. Boy, oh boy, boy howdy, and like that there. What else can I tell you about that? That's another one that everybody cites as one of the, 10 best of, rock history and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, all of this means that you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway.
And I'm Jack Conway.
And we are here until 11 p.m. playing the best classic rock that Jack has never heard, which means you'll hear lots of classic rock that you know by heart, but my son has not heard, and I want to give him a classic rock education. So technically, I am not breaking with the format of the show because it is the best classic rock that you have never heard. Just in this case, it's one specific person instead of the entire audience. Okay, moving right along. This next one is, I always associate it with Smoke on the Water because they were getting airplay around the same time. This one needs no introduction, so I'm going to shut up.
Yeah.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Okay, that was Nuge, the Nuge. Ted Nugent, Cat Scratch Fever off of Cat Scratch Fever on vinyl from 77. Black Sabbath, Iron Man from Paranoid, 1970. Over to you, Jack. What do you think?
I really like the song. It has a good rhythm, and it's something you can sing along to. Like, in my head, I was going, Cat Scratch.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. Cool. Supposedly based on a true story, some neighbor of his, there was a story in the newspaper, the kid got some like viral thing from a cat, and they called it cat fever or cat scratch fever or something. Somewhere on the web is the newspaper story of the kid. I've seen it before.
Wow.
So yeah, that's Ted Nugent. Love his music, hate his politics, but what are you going to do? And then, of course, Iron Man. I mean, you're sitting here in a Black Sabbath t-shirt, so I know you've heard this.
Yes, definitely. A billion times.
Yeah, what a great song. So anyway, I was doing some little fact-finding about these songs. And let's see, Cat Scratch Fever, considered the 32nd best hard rock song. Wow. I'd move it up, but, you know, it's on the list. And according to Wikipedia, this is the background story of Iron Man, some of which I've heard and some of which I haven't. So I'm just going to paraphrase. The lyrics tell a story of a man who time travels into the future and sees the apocalypse. In the process of returning to the present, he is turned into steel by a magnetic storm. He is rendered mute, unable verbally to warn people of his vision of impending destruction. His attempts to communicate are ignored and mocked. This causes Iron Man to become furious and drives his revenge on mankind, causing the apocalypse that he saw in the future.
Wow, I never knew that.
Yeah, I had never heard the mute thing, but then it's such a great song. I don't necessarily follow the narrative in the song.
Yeah,
I'm like too busy banging my head. But yeah, that's awesome. Man, oh man. Geezer, let's see. Iommi came up with the guitar riff. Ozzy heard the riff and said it sounded like a big iron bloke walking around. So, and then Geezer Butler came up with the title. And at the beginning, it says Ozzy sang behind a metal fan to get the sound effect in the first line.
Yeah, it sounded like that.
Yeah,
sort of.
That's awesome. Yeah. And that's a great effect, too, man.
I know,
love
it's
it.
Great.
And absolutely no connection to the comic book, but the movie makers were smart enough to use it in the closing credits of Iron Man and the trailer of Iron Man 2.
Nice.
There you have it. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway.
And my name is Jack Conway.
And we are here until 11 p.m., gang. And then Belinda comes in, bubbles in the think tank, two of the silliest hours you'll experience in your lifetime. So stay tuned for that. And until then, we're going to keep going with all kinds of great, obscure classic rock. And let's see. We just went from the Nuge. And where are we going now? Oh, I know where we're going now. We are going to the Netherlands. This song is ubiquitous. I don't know if you've heard the whole thing before. You'll certainly recognize part of it. But it is such a great song that we must play it. Dig it and dig it deep. Oh, it's on vinyl, too, as God intended.
Away. no more speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. Whoa. And the radio played that forgotten song.